弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Peace be with all brothers and sisters.
奉主耶稣圣名，一起来学习道理。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we learn and study the Bible.
今天晚上跟大家来谈，你来向我祷告，我就应允你。
Tonight we will study the topic, come pray to me and I will hear you.
先来看一些经节，看耶利米书二十九章。耶利米书二十九章，读第十一节，十一节到第十三节，请读一下，是一节到十三节。十三节哈，十一到十三节，这一段圣经可能是如果以增减耶利米来说，可能是大家最熟悉也最记住的一段经文。
These verses are very memorable, and most people know these verses.
因为他这里有一段神他亲自的应许。那而且我们也常常用这一段来说明神的意念，都是要赐平安，要照顾我们的意念。
We also use this verse to comfort one another that God's intents toward us is for peace.
那这一段也跟马太福音第七章主所应许的说，我们如果祷告他就会应允；我们如果寻求神，他就被我们寻见。那在第十二节特别强调说，你们要呼求我，祷告我，我就应允你们。那我们就会看到，其实他这里有两个动作，这个就是他要到神的面前来，来呼求他，祷告他，然后神他说他会应允我们的祈求。那第十三节特别强调说，你如果专心的一心的来寻求我的话，你一定会可以寻见，表示说神绝对不会让人失望的。
Verse 13 it says, if you seek me and find me, if you search for me with all your hearts, you will not be disappointed.
马太第七章马太第七章，我们看一下马太第七章，主耶稣他这样说。那这个跟在新约时代如果来应验主在旧约里面的应许有关系。
These verses also describe the promises from the Old Testament.
主耶稣亲自教导我们怎么祷告，第七章的第七节说：“你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。”然后第八节说，因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给你开门
了。
表示说神是听祷告的神。那他喜悦我们人跟他祷告。
And he enjoys it when we pray to him.
那第十一节这个有一个最后主这样说，你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况你们在天上的父，岂不更把好东西给求他的人吗？
Verse 11, if you then being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him?
那当然如果我们对照圣经里面所写的这个好东西，在路加福音就提到说跟圣灵有关系。
If we read the passage in Luke, we will know that these good things refer to the Holy Spirit.
那就是神他不会让愿意来寻求他、祷告他人失望的。
God will not allow those who come to pray before Him to leave disappointed.
也就是说，在祷告当中，我们有可能 不会得到我们最初跟神祷告所求的那一项东西。
When we pray to God, we might not receive the thing that we ask for.
但是我们会有一个体验说，神他真的是在听我们的祷告。
But we can experience that God is listening to our prayer.
而且他用他的方式来回应我们，而且他所赐的一定是更好的。
And he will use his own method to answer us, and whatever he gives us is even better for us.
所以在这个过程当中，祷告就会让我们跟神的关系更亲近。
So in the process of prayer, it allows us to draw closer to God.
也在祷告当中，我们的信心增长，我们的信仰有体验。
And it is also through prayer that our faith is able to grow and mature.
所以一个主的门徒，如果能够真的在祷告上下功夫，他的根基就稳固。
If a Christian is able to discipline himself to pray consistently, he is able to grow in his faith.
那这也说明我们要愿意多花时间跪在神的面前。
So we should all be willing to spend more time in prayer before the Lord.
然后放心的来跟他祷告。
And give all our burdens to him.
那我们最后一定会发现说，其实神都在垂听，而且神他的慈爱永远没有改变。
When we look back, we will realize that God has been listening all along, and His compassion and mercy fail not.
通常我们对祷告有一个疑惑。
Oftentimes we have a doubt towards prayer.
我们常常会觉得说祷告有需要吗
？We often think, is it really necessary to pray?
或者是说，我已经祷告一次了，跟主耶稣讲过了，他都知道了，我还要不断的一直祷告吗？
Or if I pray in understanding, God already knows everything that I need. Do I still have to pray to Him?
况且神他是全知全能的，他也看透我的心思，也知道我的需要。
God is omniscient and omnipotent. He knows everything that I desire and everything that I need.
而且神的旨意也不能更改。
And God's will cannot be changed.
那如果神就是要让最近这样发展，那我的祷告如果不是跟神的旨意一样，那我祷告还不是白祷告了？那有用吗
？So if God's will is to happen this way.How will my prayers change anything?
那是不是我干脆就不用祷告，反正神知道就好
？So in that case, should I just not pray?
但是圣经的道理不是这样子。
But this is not the teaching from the Bible.
我们如果看一下马太福音第六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
第三十一节。
Verse 31.
六章三十一节。
6 verse 31.
所以不要忧虑说要吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
Therefore, do not worry, saying, "What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?"
三十二节说，这都是外邦人所求的。你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。
32. For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things.
然后三十三节说，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
33. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
这段经文就让我们了解说，其实神他都知道我们的需要，不管是肉体上的物质的生活，或者是我们心灵的需要，其实神都知道。
This passage tells us that God knows all our needs, whether they are physical or spiritual needs.
那神他是慈爱的，他照顾儿女像父亲照顾儿女一样。他说，我们基本上是不会缺乏的。
Our God is a loving Father, and He will make sure that we do not have any lack.
然后他现在在三十三节教导我们说要先求他的国跟他的义，这些东西就会加给你们。
So He teaches us in verse 33 to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
那所以这里有一个要祈求什么一个次序问题。
So there's an order to how we should pray.
主的意思也不是叫我们说你就不用祈求了。
And God's will is not for us to not pray.
我们其实是要跟主耶稣祷告祈求。
But we still have to pray to God.
不管有什么需要，你都可以跟他祈求。
No matter what our needs are, we can pray to Him.
那只是要把那个最重要的先放在前面。
But we just have to remember to place the most important thing at the beginning.
那求的是跟神的国跟神的义有关系的。
And we have to ask for the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
那这个就是属灵的，跟神的国度跟教会有关，跟我们的救恩有关系。
And these are spiritual matters. They have to do with our church, with our faith and our spirituality.
那其余的物质的生活，我们肉体的需要，神他自然会加给，按照我们的需求。
And all our physical needs in this world, God will naturally add to us.
所以主耶稣就提醒我们说，不要为明天忧虑。
That's why Jesus tells us not to worry for tomorrow.
明天自有明天忧虑，一天的难处一天当当就好了。
So we should only take it a day at a time and not worry about what tomorrow will bring.
表示说我们要珍惜我们今天所拥有的生命。
So we should cherish the life that we have day every day.
不用为明天，因为明天还没有到。
And we should not worry for what has yet to come.
明天在神的手上。
Tomorrow is in God's hands.
那我今天我应该要重视什么？要祷告什么？
So today, what should I focus on in my prayer?
我的内心是在关心什么事情？这很重要。
What are the things that I'm worrying about on my mind?
所以马太福音六章跟七章的这一段啊，有关于祷告的部分，跟耶利米书二十九章常常连在一起的。
So Matthew chapters 6 and 7 are very similar to the teachings in Jeremiah 29.
所以我们很多人在见证或者是在分享的时候，通常都会提到耶利米书二十九章的这一段经文，神的应许。
So when people share, they will often use the verse in Jeremiah 29, verse 11.
那有一个跟这个有关的一个故事，他是这样说的。
There is a story related to this passage.
那这个叫做在放礼物的有一个房间放了许多礼物的故事。
This story is about how many gifts are placed in one room.
就是有一个人他被神的使者带到天国去参观。
So there was a member who was taken to the kingdom of heaven by an angel to visit.
看到天国真的是像圣经里面所描述的非常的美好。
He was able to see how beautiful the kingdom of heaven was as described
in the
Bible.
是很羡慕说将来我可以能够进到神的国度来。
So he had a strong desire to enter the kingdom of heaven.
主给他这个机会让他去游览天国，所以每个地方都看了。
So God gave him this opportunity to visit, so he visited every place.
他说结果最后看到一个房间上锁了，有一个房间锁上了，
then,
不能看。
He then saw this house that was locked.
然后这个天使跟他说，他就问天使说，我能不能进去看看？你能不能打开让我看一下？
He asked the angel, "Can I enter in and see what it's like inside?"
天使跟他说，这个你家神锁上了，跟你没关系，你不用管。
The angel told him that God has locked this door, so it's none of your business.
然后他就求神说，求那个天使说，拜托让我看一下。
But he asked the angel, "Please, can I enter?"
既然神都让我来看天国了，哪有那个不能看的？这里一定有好东西，让我看一下吧。
So God has allowed me to visit the kingdom of heaven. How can I not even visit this house?
这个天使就真的把门打开了。
So the angel opened the door for him.
他就看到里面有好多好多的礼物。
And he saw many gifts inside that house.
每个礼物上面都有名字。
There were names written on those gifts.
他想说，这里面这么多人都有礼物，那他找找看有没有他的名字。
So he searched among the pile of gifts. He wanted to see if any of the gifts had his name on it.
找了，真的找到了好多有写上他名字的礼物了。很多礼物上面有写他的名字的。
So he searched through many gifts, but none of them had his name on it.
不是，他有很多礼物是有他的名字的。
So many gifts had his name written on it.
他说，他好高兴，说原来神有这么给我这么多礼物了，我怎么都不知道。
He was very joyful. He thought, well, I didn't even know that God had prepared so many gifts.
这个房间就是放了很多神要给的礼物啊。
So this room was all of God's gifts.
那他就觉得很好奇，他说奇怪了，神既然要给我礼物，怎么我没有收到？
So he was very curious. How has God prepared so many gifts, but I have not received them?
那他就这个疑问，那个天使就跟他说了。
So the angel explained it to him.
因为你没有跟神求啊。
He said you did not ask God.
你没有求，所以这个礼物就一直放在这里。
Because you did not ask, the gifts were kept here.
如果你求了，神就把那个礼物给你。
If you asked in prayer, then God would give these gifts to you.
那他才恍然大悟说，原来他在信主这个过程当中，有许多的那个神要给的礼物，他是实际上是可以求，但是他竟然没有，所以神就把那个礼物放在那边，一直到他要求的时候，神就把这个礼物送出去了。
So he didn't realize until his throughout his whole journey of faith, as long as if he prayed for it, God would give him these gifts.
那这个故事是在说明说，其实神都在听我们的祷告。
This testimony is to describe that God is always listening to our prayers.
他要把我们所需要的给我们，只要我们愿意祈求。
He will give us what we need as long as we ask for it.
那这个礼物里面所装的，不见得是按照我们所期待的。
Whatever is inside these gifts may not be exactly what we have asked for.
但是这个礼物神如果给出来，一定是让我们的灵性有帮助的，一定让我们明白说，原来神是爱我的。
But these gifts will definitely help us in our faith and will help us realize how much God loves us.
所以这就说明我们跟神祷告祈求，这是一个本分，我们应该要这样做。
So it is our responsibility, our duty to pray to God and ask for things.
那 神他知道我们的需要。
God knows all our needs.
而且也知道什么才是最好。
He knows what's best for us.
所以祈求其实跟我们有没有顺服神的旨意，这是两件事情要分开。
So prayers of supplication and following God's will are two different things.
因为当我们祷告的时候，我们才会明白神的旨意。
Because when we pray, then we are able to understand God's will.
那在这个过程当中，我们才会渐渐明白说神的旨意，然后我们愿意顺服他。
We will understand His will and then be willing to submit to His will.
所以就是说，我们其实，在祷告当中，我们会跟神越来越亲近。
So that's how we can draw closer to God in prayer.
那我们圣经告诉我们说，我们不是要强求。
But the Bible tells us we should not strongly force God to give us things.
就是说，祷告我们跟神祈求，不是说我非要这样不可，不是强求这个含义。
When we pray, we are not forcing God to give us things.
而是我们祈求说，神啊，如果这是你的旨意啊，愿你成全。
Rather, when we pray, we ask God, if this is your will, please give this to me.
就像主耶稣他在客西马尼祷告，他知道十字架很苦，但是他说他愿意顺服天父的旨意。
Just as how Jesus prayed at Gethsemane, he said, not as my will, but as your will.
不要照我的意思，要照你的意思。
That this cup should pass from me should only come from the Father's will.
但是在这个祷告当中呢，我们才会越来越明白说，原来神的旨意要这样子，那我们也会得到相对的力量来顺服神的旨意。
It is only through prayer that we can understand God's will, and through prayer gain strength to submit to His will.
所以在圣经里面，他给我们一个很重要的应许，就是神他是正在听我们的祷告。
There's a very important promise in the Bible, which is that God hears our prayers.
我们现在如果看回来耶利米书二十九章
，Let's turn back to Jeremiah 29.
第十一节前面的那一句话就是第十节。
Verse 10.
第十节，神如此说：为巴比伦所定的七十年满了以后，我要眷顾你们向你们成就我的恩言使你们能回此地。
Verse 10, for thus says the Lord, after 70 years are completed at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you and cause you to return to this place.
我们读耶利米书读到这个地方的时候你就会发现神的旨意很清楚这些犹大的百姓要被掳到巴比伦去。
God's will is very clear in the book of Jeremiah. The people of Judah were meant to be taken captive to Babylon.
如果愿意顺服神旨意的他们不会觉得说被掳去巴比伦是一个很羞耻的他们要极力抵抗的这些人最后是会得到福气。
For those who are willing to submit to God's will and not feel humiliated by being taken captive to Babylon, they will be saved in the end.
因为这个巴比伦要来掳掠那而且这些敌人也是神派来要来。刑罚百姓的罪恶的这个旨意透过耶利米不断的去跟百姓诉说了。
It was through the prophet Jeremiah's words, he spoke that God had intended for Babylon to take them captive to punish the people of Judah for their sins.
而且神还特别指明说，这个巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒是他的仆人。
God also said that King Nebuchadnezzar was his servant.
那我要用他。来管教我的百姓。
So it was God's will to use this king to punish his people.
而且我会把天下万国都交给他了。
And God has given this king everything under heaven.
包括这些神的百姓，神说我要把他交给他。
This is including God's people.
好，那这个是神的意思那先知他就很勇敢的这样诉说在这个同时，先知遇到很大的迫害，因为他所讲的跟当时候一般人所期待的不一样。
These were the words from God and God's will. Jeremiah spoke these words to warn the people, but the people did not like these words.
因为当时候的一些领导人认为说耶利米先知在散布这个投降主义在打击百姓的这个士气，所以他们很可能不愿意对抗这些敌人甚至认为说抵抗是没有用的所以他说他不爱国，要把他致死。
So many leaders at the time thought Jeremiah did not love the nation because he kept proclaiming that they should give up and turn themselves over to the enemy.
但是 神的意思其实已经很清楚了。
But God's will was already very clear.
透过他给先知看的异象，两筐无花果，一筐极好的，另一筐极坏的。
Through God's vision given to Jeremiah, there were two baskets of figs. One was very good, one was very bad.
这个就是在耶利米书二十四章里面的异象。
This was a vision seen in chapter 24.
那一筐极好的无花果，就是被带到巴比伦去的那一些百姓。
The basket of good figs represent the people that were taken to Babylon.
就是愿意顺服神的旨意，然后让自己被掳，然后神把他们放在那个地方在异邦，在他乡继续繁衍后代继续在那边维持信仰。
Because they were willing to submit to God's will, God allowed them to be carried away captive from Judah, but God would save them and their descendants in the end.
那不愿意顺服的，就是只要抵抗那要认为说我们不希望被掳去的，那就是变成那一筐极坏的无花果，坏到不能吃，而且即将要被丢掉焚烧。
And the people who were not willing to submit but wanted to defend their country against Babylon were the bad figs that cannot be eaten. They will be thrown out and they will be burnt.
那而且神又定了被掳去巴比伦的这个时间，神说定好了七十年。
And God already set the amount of time they would stay in Babylon, which was 70 years.
那所以被掳去的人，接下去他们要有一个打算，他们现在要在神所把他们放去的地方生活，而且呢还要继续寻求神的旨意。
So now the people who were taken captive had a choice to make. They had to continue relying on God and worshiping God in this foreign land.
然后要等待神的时候。
And they had to wait for God's timing.
因为在这个同时，有一些人虽然被掳了，他们期待说不可以，我们为什么要等那么久？我们应该有人就说两年内就要回去了，他们就要归回耶路撒冷了。
Some of these people who were taken captive were unwilling to be there and wanted to return within 2 years.
但是神的旨意不断的诉说说，就是七十年，七十年满了之后才会让这些被掳的百姓归回。
But God's words were very clear. They had to remain there 70 years before they could return.
那接下来神就透过先知教导百姓应该要做什么。
Then through Prophet Jeremiah's mouth, God instructed the people what to do.
就是对那些愿意顺服神旨意的人，接下去应该求什么？
What should these people taken by captive do or pray for?
那对这个神的教导对这些愿意顺服神的旨意的这些信息呢，我们今天很需要。
So we really need to learn from the teachings of what we should pray for it when we submit to God's will.
我们现在来看二十九章。
Let's turn to chapter 29.
第四节。
Verse 4.
二十九章第四节。
29 verse 4.
这是耶利米特别写信给被掳到巴比伦去的这些百姓。
Here Jeremiah writes a letter to those who have been taken captive.
那这个信是神要他写的。
This letter was instructed to be written by God.
这个信上写的都是神说的话。
All of the words in this letter are from God.
第四节，万军的主以色列的神对一切被掳的就是我使他们从耶路撒冷被掳到巴比伦的人如此说。
Verse 4, Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all who were carried away captive, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem to Babylon.
第五节，你们要盖造房屋，住在其中，栽种田园，吃其中的所产的。
Verse 5, Build houses and dwell in them, plant gardens and eat their fruit.
第六，娶妻生儿女，为你们的儿子娶妻，使你们的女儿嫁人。生儿养女，在那里生养众多，不致减少。
Verse 6, take wives and beget sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons and give your daughters to husbands, so that they may bear sons and daughters, that you may be increased there and not diminished.
第七节，
Verse 7,
我所使你们被掳到的那城，你们要为那城求平安，为那城祷告神，因为神那城得平安，你们也随着得平安。
Seven, and seek the peace of the city where I have caused you to be carried away captive, and pray to the Lord for it, for in its peace you will have peace.
这段经文神告诉他的百姓说，你们要为你们所住的那个城求平安。
Here God instructs the people to pray for the place that they had been taken captive to.
所以今天我们祷告，我们来到神面前，我们祷告，我们要真的求平安。
So when we pray before the Lord, we have to ask for peace.
为 我们所住的这个环境、啊、我们的 国家、啊、为我们所在的城市祷告。
We have to pray for the city or the place that we dwell in for it to have peace.
对当时候被掳的百姓来说，他们是俘虏、啊、他们可能是奴隶。
At the time, the captives were most likely slaves.
啊，在社会上的地位是很卑微的，常常被人家耻笑的。
They would have a very、low reputation in society and be belittled.
他们当时候其实是、很不甘愿的，因为大卫的时代。以色列的国度曾经非常的兴旺，所罗门那个时候，你看多少王啊，蜂拥到耶路撒冷要来朝见所罗门王。
Many of the captives were unwilling to go to this foreign land because they remembered the glorious days of their nation when King David and King Solomon ruled.
他们被掳到巴比伦去的滋味很不好的。
And their status in society in Babylon was very low.
他们的心情在诗篇137篇就写。
This is described in Psalm 137.
137篇。
Psalm 137.
第一节。
Verse 1.
我们曾在巴比伦的河边坐下，一吹响西安就哭了。
Verse 1. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept when we remembered Zion.
第二节，我们把琴挂在那里的柳树上。
Verse 2. We hung our harps upon the willows in the midst of it.
第三，因为在那里掳掠我们的，要我们唱歌；抢夺我们的，要我们作乐作乐，说。给我们唱一首西安歌吧。
Three, for there those who carried us away captive asked of us a song, and those who plundered us requested mirth, saying, "Sing us one of the songs of Zion."
第四节，我们怎能在外邦唱属神的歌呢
？For how shall we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land?
啊，那这篇诗篇呢、啊，你就看到当时候的人啊，被掳的百姓有多心酸啊。
We can see how bitter their hearts were when they were taken captive.
这个时候，你看，绝大部分人都是在说，我们应该要赶快回去，应该是脱离这样的一个被嘲讽的那个环境啊。
At the time, many of them were probably thinking we have to quickly leave this place and return to Jerusalem.
但是神的旨意竟然是说，你现在住在那里哈，你要为这个城祷告啊，为求神赐平安给他们。
But God's intention was them to pray for this city so that they may have peace in the city and be able to dwell there.
不是祈求，是不是祈求神说神你要降灾祸来刑罚这个国度啊，让他这样子啊、被毁灭。
It was God's will was not for them to pray for God to take vengeance on this city and destroy this people.
你就看到神他怎么去看待百姓被掳啊，而且他们现在、啊、在这个国度里面的处境，神的观点跟人很不一样。
God's perspective on how they were taken captive was very different from、the chosen people's perspective.
其实对神来说，神把这些他所、保留的人、啊、把他放在一个、非常强的国度，而且很平安的，要让他们在那边继续的繁衍、因为这些人要把信仰传承下去的。
So from God's perspective, he had placed his chosen people in a very safe and strong nation so that they can continue to worship him.
而且他们的种族哦，血统哦，也能够在那个地方得到保留，不会被混杂。
And that their descendants may be preserved and that they may not be completely destroyed.
神要百姓为那个城祷告。
So God wanted them to pray for this city.
只有一个原因，因为当平安的时候，你们才能够真的在那边生活，也才能够明白神的旨意。那最后，你才能够等候神的时间来到，你可以归回。
God's will for them for praying for the peace of the city was so that they can dwell there peacefully, continue to worship God, and eventually hope for the return.
就好像我们今天处在这个时代里面呢、啊。
Just like how we live in this time today.
我们要常常记住，我们要为我们的国家祷告。
We have to continue to pray for our country.
我们祷告实际上是为了要让我们得到一个平静的环境，可以传福音的。
We should pray for a peaceful country so that we are able to spread the gospel.
让神的旨意啊，能够啊早日的把这个福音传遍天下。
So that to fulfill God's will to preach the gospel to the ends of the earth.
啊，让啊凡神所要拣选的人都能够听到这个全备的道理。
So that all all of God's people are able to hear His word and come to Him.
要传福音，如果在战乱的时候，那根本是不可能的。
It is nearly impossible to preach the gospel in times of war.
所以你看，我们今天如果出外被派到国外去宣道或者去牧养的，只要那个国度发生战乱，传道人都进不去了。
So when we are taking care of our members overseas, whenever there is a war in a country, then ministers are unable to enter it.
那进不去就没有办法实行洗礼。
If we're unable to go into that country, then we cannot perform baptism.
就没有办法再让那个可以，或者是在最需要得救的时候要受洗赦罪的人没办法得到。
So then the people in that country will be unable to be baptized to be saved.
所以在有平安才能够真的做宣道。
It's only in a peaceful time that we can evangelize.
我们今天说我们要把福音传得更远，要做得人的渔夫。
Today we say that we want to be fishers of men and we want to preach the gospel to the ends of the earth.
我们要邀请朋友来到教会听道理。
We have to invite our friends to come to church to listen to the
sermon. 这有一个前提，就是这个国度要能够平安。
This all lies on the fact that our country must be
peaceful. 平安就是说，整个大环境里面是没有战乱的。
So there should be no chaos in our society.
当然，有时候人如果遇到灾难，他就跑来找神。
Of course, in times of calamity, people will naturally turn to God.
但是这个是可能个人的。
But this is a very personal thing.
但是如果是整个大环境战乱或动荡不安的时候，这个时候其实要做宣道很难了。
If the whole environment is full of calamity, it's very difficult for us to evangelize.
那所以我们今天要为了能够宣道的目标，我们求神赐给我们一个平安的环境。
So for the purpose of evangelism, we should pray for our country to have peace.
那这个就是当时候神对这些被掳的百姓所指示的，你祷告，然后我就应允你。
These were also the instructions God gave His people. If they pray for this, God will answer them.
在新约圣经的时代，主的门徒、使徒他们也都特别提醒说，要为这些掌权人祷告。
In the New Testament, Jesus also instructed the disciples to pray for one another.
这个就是在提摩太前书哈。
So this is in 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书的第二章。
First Timothy chapter 2.
看一下好了，提摩太前书第二章。
First Timothy chapter 2.
第二章的第一节。
Chapter 2 verse 1.
我劝你第一要为万人恳求祷告代求祝谢，第二节为君王和一切在位的也当如此，使我们可以敬虔端正平安无事的度日。
Chapter 2, verse 1. Therefore, exert first of all that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, to for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence.
第三节说，这是好的，在神我们救主面前是可蒙悦纳的。
Verse 3. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior.
第四节，因为他愿意万人得救，明白真道。
For who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth.
那就是。这就是我们今天祷告我们可以有的内容。
This can be the content of our prayers today.
我们今天如果能够平安的时候，其实我们也比较有那个心思意念去想说，我应该为主耶稣做什么。
It's also in more peaceful times that we will reflect and think about what we can do for God.
所以我们要很珍惜我们现在平安的时间。
So we should really treasure the peaceful time we have now.
我们身体健康，我们现在有一些可以，我们仍然有体力。
While our bodies are healthy and while we have energy,
千万不要把它浪费在我们个人的宴乐上面。
We should not just spend it on our own pleasures.
那我们把我们的生命用在这个跟主的救恩有关系的事情上。
We should use our life to contribute to matters related to salvation.
所以我们至少可以为我们的这个宣道工作祷告。
So we should at least pray for the work of evangelism.
为我们的国家祷告。
Pray for our country,
能够得到平安
so that we can have peace.
所以我们可以敬虔端正平安无事的度日，那我们可以来做神的工作
so that we can peacefully live in this country and do the work of God.
那神这样教导我们说，你只要祷告，我就应允了
So God promises that if we pray in this way, He will answer us.
其实我们会发现有许多人，他们在患难的时候，就算不信神的人，他都希望说， 哦，如果能够有平安，不知道多好。
In times of calamity, even for those who do not believe in God, they will think, if we had peace, that would be so wonderful.
我们知道，在耶利米那个时代，其实有许多人，他们虽然说有神，但他们不相信神。
In the time of Jeremiah, there were many people who did not believe in God.
甚至连王哈，他都明明知道神的旨意，他就是要跟神对抗。
Even the kings who knew of God's will but would oppose.
犹大最后一个王叫西底家。西底家王，犹大最后的王哈。
Oh, so the last king of Judah was Zedekiah.
我们现在看耶利米书三十七章。
Let's turn to.
耶利米书三十七章。
Jeremiah 37.
三十七章第一节。
37 verse 1.
三十七章第一节，耶西亚的儿子。西底家代替约雅敬的儿子格尼亚为王，是巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒立在犹大地作王的。
Verse 1. Now King Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, reigned instead of Coniah, the son of Jehoiakim, whom Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, made king in the land of Judah.
第二节，但西底家和他的臣仆，并国中的百姓，都不听从主借先知耶利米所说的话。
2. But neither he nor his servants nor the people of the land gave heed to the words of the Lord which he spoke by the prophet Jeremiah.
第三，西底家王打发示利米亚的儿子尤甲和祭司马西亚的儿子西番雅去见先知耶利米，说：“求你为我们祷告，主我们的神。”
3. And Zedekiah the king sent Jehukal the son of Shelemiah and Zephaniah the son of Maaseiah the priest to the prophet Jeremiah, saying, "Pray now to the Lord our God for us."
第四节，那时耶利米在民中出入，因为他们还没有把他囚在监里。
For now Jeremiah was coming and going among the people, for they had not yet put him in prison.
你就发现说，那西底家当时候他碰到一个危机，其实就是巴比伦新兵要来围困耶路撒冷。
Now King Zedekiah met up with this difficulty. The king of Babylon was coming with his army.
他本身是巴比伦王所立的。
He was not the king that King Nebuchadnezzar had placed.
那但是其实圣经第二节特别强调说哈，他都不听神借耶利米所讲的话。
But in verse 2, it emphasizes that he did not give heed to the words of the Lord.
那先知的意思是说，你就要顺服尼布甲尼撒。
The prophet's
不要跟巴比伦对抗。
Prophet's words were to not oppose the king of Babylon.
但是其他人意见不一样，说我不行，他们期待说去联络埃及来跟巴比伦对抗吧。
But everyone else had other intentions. They wanted to ask Egypt to help them.
好，那现在等到巴比伦王要来围攻了，他现在就说求你为我们祷告神。
Now that the king of Babylon was coming to retaliate, he asked him to pray to the Lord for him.
那耶利米就去祷告了。
So Jeremiah went to pray.
那祷告结果是神跟耶利米说，第八节，加勒底人必再来攻打这城，并要攻取，用火焚烧。
And God answered in verse 8, saying, "And the Chaldeans shall come back and fight against the city and take it and burn it with fire."
那当然，这一章的故事就是他们现在突然发现说，埃及可以用。埃及一说要出兵的时候，巴比伦就走了。
So they thought they could use Pharaoh's army, because when they showed Pharaoh's army, then the Babylonians would leave.
他本来是想说求神来拯救的。
They were originally praying for God to deliver them.
但是发现说，环境怎么会？当埃及出兵的时候，巴比伦就走了。那这样子表示说，没有神也 OK 啊。
So when they asked the Egyptian army to help them, then the army of Babylon would leave. So they thought it was God's will to help them.
表示说，我们有时候人碰到危险的时候，会祷告想要求神，但是等到这个困难一解决之后，我们讲说，其实没有神也没关系。
So sometimes when we pray and ask God for help and then it gets resolved, we sometimes think, even if I didn't pray for God's will, then things will go well.
都还没有等到神真的做什么时候，看到有人从人来的那些因素一介入之后，想说那不需要神。
So they believe that they can rely on people and not on God to help them.
然后继续的走那个不听从神的话的这个老路线。
So they can continue walking in this path of ignorance to God's word.
那所以最后这个西底家他得不到平安了。
In the end, Zedekiah did not have peace.
哦，那但是对我们今天来说，我们如果要跟神求平安
，If we want to pray for peace,
我们这个是这个就是顺服神的旨意。
We have to submit to God's will.
那我们也愿意说，哎，那个要真的要一心的倚靠神，不是说等一下想这样，等一下想那样，不能够三心两意。
We have to completely wholeheartedly submit to God's will and not turn aside to have our own ways.
所以神的意思是说，你如果寻求我，你就专心寻求，你就寻见了。
So God's words are, if you seek me with your whole heart, you will find me.
平安也是我们要真的专心倚靠神，然后愿意顺服神的旨意才会有。
Peace will only come if we seek for God's will diligently.
哦，因为我们知道神所赐的平安是很特别的，跟世界的不一样。
Because we know that the peace of God is very different from what the world gives.
这个平安就是当我们处在患难当中，我们内心会稳定，我们知道我们有依靠，知道主不会放弃我们。
In this peace we have, no matter what happens to us in this world, we know that we have God we can trust in.
啊，祷告跟主求平安。
So we can pray for peace from God.
那我们现在来看，在耶利米书第十章还有一个，我们要我们可以跟神求。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 10. There's something else
we can
ask.
从圣经来学一些道理。
We can learn from this passage.
耶利米书第十章。
Jeremiah chapter 10.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
耶利米书十章二十节。
Jeremiah chapter 10 verse 20.
我的帐篷毁坏，我的绳索折断啊！我的儿女离我出去，没有了，无人再支搭我的帐篷啊，挂起我的幔子。
My tent is plundered, and all my cords are broken. My children have gone from me, and they are no more. There is no one to pitch my tent anymore or set up my curtains.
21, 因为牧人都成了畜类，没有求问神的，所以不得顺利，他们的羊群也都分散了。
21, for the shepherds have become dull-hearted and have not sought the Lord. Therefore they shall not prosper, and all their flocks shall be scattered.
22, 有风声，看哪，敌人来了，有大扰乱从北方出来。要使犹大城邑变为荒凉，成为野狗的住处。
22, behold, the noise of the report has come, and a great commotion out of the north country, to make the cities of Judah desolate, a den of jackals.
23, 主啊，我晓得人的道路不由得自己，行路的人也不能够定自己的脚步。
23, O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself, it is not in man who walks to direct his own steps.
24, 主啊，求你从宽惩治我，不要在你的怒中惩治我。恐怕使我过于无有。
24, O Lord, correct me, but with justice, not in your anger, lest you bring me to nothing.
这段经文，这个是先知在已经看到那个耶路撒冷城荒凉的景况了。
In this passage, we see that there's already a chaos in Jerusalem.
他看到敌人已经来了。
They see that the enemy has come.
然后羊群都分散了。
And all the sheep have scattered.
那表示说百姓都没有牧者了。
So there is no shepherd for the Israelites.
那牧人成为畜类，就是这个牧人都不知道做什么。
The shepherds have become dull-hearted, so they do not know what to do.
21节特别强调说，他们都没有求问神的。
21 emphasizes that these shepherds did not seek the Lord.
所以不得顺利，就是你不祷告求神，就不可能顺利啊。
If you do not seek the Lord, then you will not prosper.
然后之后他说，我风看啊，敌人来了。
Then they will be overcome with the enemies.
啊，最后。你看这些，当时候他们以为自己 可靠的，或者是那个盟邦可靠的，最后都失败了。
And they thought the people they could rely on failed.
那这个先知已经看到神的作为。
And the prophet already saw God's ways.
那他特别在23节说：“主啊，我知道人的道路不由得自己，我们不是想要，不是说人想要走什么路就可以这样走。”
So verse 23, we know that it is not what we will that will happen.
这个道路我们今天所要走的这个脚步是神定的。
All the ways that we walk today are determined by God.
其实表示说，神已经定好这些人的最后要走这条路，就是要被掳，因为在这当中他们才会受管教，他们才有办法真的悔改。
God has already set a plan for these people for them to be taken captive so they can know the consequence of their sin.
所以百姓最后被掳到外邦，其实是因为他们的罪。
So these chosen people were taken captive because of their sin.
他们现在不愿意顺服、不改变的结果，就是一定是国家被灭亡。
they continue to be unwilling to submit, then their country will be destroyed.
神他是公义的神。
God is a just God.
所以神他不可能把有罪的当作无罪。
He cannot see something that is sinful and pretend it has no sin.
哦，神他是慈爱的。
God is compassionate.
他会爱他的百姓。
He can love his people.
他爱的表现就是这些人的错误一定要把他管教。
His method,
要刑罚。
His method of loving his chosen people is to discipline them when they sin.
所以在爱里面，他要让他们变得更好，要让他们离开罪恶。
In his love, he wants his people to become better and to leave their sinful ways.
所以神用他的方法来管教他所爱的人。
So God uses his method to discipline his people.
在耶利米书，我们看到神用极端的方法要让他们被掳到外邦去。
So God uses all these methods for them to be taken captive to.
才有可能把这个拜偶像的习惯把它改除。
It is only through this method that they can get rid of this idol worshiping habit.
他们被掳之后才会明白说遵守神的命令有多重要。
Now in captivity, they could realize how important it is to worship God.
这就是神已经看到那个人悖逆的本性，如果没有这一个作为，人根本没有办法改变的。
God knew how stubborn his people were. He knew that if he did not use this method, they would never change.
所以这个路，人要走的路，这个脚步，神都已经定下去了。
So all of our ways that we should walk, God has already determined.
那表示说，这个就是你现在犯罪人最后所应该有的刑罚。
And these are the consequences for us walking in a certain path.
但是在这里，这一段经文是先知的祷告。
But this passage is the prayer from the prophet.
他是看到百姓所受到的这些刑罚，他跟神。祈求了。
He saw God's punishment to the people, and this is what he prayed.
罪应该要被惩罚。
For the sin to be corrected.
但是他求神说：“神啊，求你从宽惩治。”
But he asks for God's compassion.
第二十四节。
Verse 24.
求你从宽惩治我，不要在你的怒中惩治我，恐怕我归于无有。
O Lord, correct me, but with justice, not in your anger, lest you bring me to nothing.
表示其实我们人很多时候我们的苦难是因为我们的罪的缘故了。这是跑不掉的。
A lot of times, our difficulties come from our sin.
那这个是自己就才知道。
And we will know this when we are in that situation.
不是别人来告诉你。
It is not from other people.
如果别人告诉我们的时候，变成别人来论断我们会觉得很受伤。
If other people tell us we are suffering because of our sin, we will feel judged.
但是如果我们知道，我如果犯错，那神他现在让我受苦，这个就是我应该的，这样子我要赶快改变。
But if we realize it on our own, then we will know that we have to repent for our sins.
但是我们可以求神说：“神啊，求你手放轻一点，从宽惩治啊，不然哈，我受不了，我可能就死了。”
But in our prayers of repentance, we will ask God to be merciful so that our punishment is not too great to bear.
我们看到这个先知是这样祷告求的。
This is how the prophet prayed.
神真的就这样子回应他的祷告了。
And this is how God answered his prayer.
所以神真的是听祷告的神。
So God is one who hears our prayers.
我们现在看三十章。
Let's turn to chapter 30.
耶利米书三十章。
Jeremiah chapter
30. 十一节。
Verse 11.
神这样说，我们看第十节。
Verse 10.
第十节，故此神说：“我的仆人雅各啊，不要害怕；以色列啊，不要惊慌，因我要从远方拯救你，从被掳到之地拯救你的后裔。雅各必回来得享平静安逸，无人使他害怕。”
10. Therefore, do not fear, O my servant Jacob, says the Lord, nor be dismayed, O Israel. For behold, I will save you from afar, and your seed from the land of their captivity. Jacob shall return, have rest, and be quiet, and no one shall make him afraid.
11节，因为我与你同在，要拯救你，也要将你所赶散，将所赶散你到的那些国灭绝尽尽，却不将你灭绝尽尽，倒要从宽惩治你。万不能不罚你，这是主说的。
11. For I am with you, says the Lord, to save you. Though I make a full end of all nations where I have scattered you, yet I will not make a complete end of you, but I will correct you in justice and will not let you go altogether unpunished.
你看神说，你这些罪我不能够不罚你。
God says that your sin cannot go unpunished.
但是我不会把你灭绝尽尽的，还留下一些余数。
But God will not make a complete end of his people.
然后最后我要把你们再重新带回来。
In the end, he will gather them from all nations.
所以三十章第三节有一个日子，那个日子将到，神说我要让我的百姓重新归回。
Chapter 30, verse 3, God says, I will bring back from captivity my people Israel and Judah.
那一个日子，看哪，那个日子会到。
And behold, the day will come.
就是神在施怜悯、慈爱，在覆盖百姓那个日子会在哪里？
So God in His love and mercy will again bring back His people on this day He has set.
神他说我，他应许说，我就跟你同在，我要拯救你。
God says, I will be with you and I will bring you back.
那些欺负你们的这些列国，我把他们灭绝尽尽。
And I will destroy the nations that have taken you captive.
但是对你们，我不会，我从宽惩治你。
But I will not do the same to you. I will save you.
你这个伤痕好像很大，似乎没有办法医治。
Even though the harm seems very great and cannot be healed.
但是神说我可以医治你。
But God says I can heal you.
所以我们有时候我们要真的要反省，求主耶稣帮助我们。
So we have to reflect and ask God to help us.
当我们在祷告的时候，我们来到神的面前祷告。
When we come before God to pray.
我们才会明白说我们到底有什么错误。
We should reflect on where we have gone done wrong.
那圣灵会提醒我们到我们到底犯了哪些不应该有的。
The Holy Spirit will remind us what our sinful ways are.
甚至是我们的心思意念。
Even our intents and motives.
那神让我们明白之后，祷告求神说：“神啊，求你啊，手放轻一点，从宽惩治我。你让我回转，我就可以啊，再一次的来复兴，而且能够重新来到你面前来侍奉。”
In our prayer of repentance, we should pray for God's compassion and mercy, so that our suffering is not too great, and after we are punished, we are able to return to the Lord and serve Him.
神的这个旨意很清楚，他是愿意饶恕的。
God's will is very clear. He is willing to forgive us.
看三十一章。
Let's turn to chapter 31.
三十一章。
Chapter 31.
如果我们今天能够相信神我们一定可以体验到十七节。
Let's turn and read verse 17.
三十一章的十七节，主说：“你幕后必有指望，你的儿女必回到自己的境界。”
17. There is hope in your future, says the Lord, that your children shall come back to their own border.
十八，我听见以法莲为自己悲叹说：“啊，你责罚我，我便受责罚，像不惯负轭的牛犊一样。求你使我回转，我便回转，因为你是主我的神。”
18. I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself. You have chastised me, and I was chastised. Like an untrained bull, restore me, and I will return, for you are the Lord my God.
19. 我回转以后就真正懊悔，受教之后我就拍腿叹息，我因担当幼年的凌辱就抱愧蒙羞。
19. Surely after my turning I repented, and after I was instructed, I struck myself on the thigh. I was ashamed, yes, even humiliated, because I bore the reproach of my youth.
我们求饶恕，神最后一定让我们回转，而且让我们明白说，我以前所犯的过错真的是很愚昧，我应该改变。
In our prayers of repentance, God will help us realize how sinful our past ways were.
然后最后我们一定能再得到神的慈爱。
But in the end, we will be able to return to God's love.
二十节，主啊，主说，以法莲是我的爱子吗？是可喜悦的孩子吗？我每逢责备他，能深顾念他，所以我的心常念慕他，我必要怜悯他。
20. Is Ephraim my dear son? Is he a pleasant child? For though I spoke against him, I earnestly remember him still. Therefore my heart yearns for him. I will surely have mercy on him, says the Lord.
你看这里，神他这样子应允我们的。
This is what God promises.
所以让我们勇敢的来跟神祷告求。
So we should be bold to pray to God.
让我们求神赐给我们平安。
And we have to pray for peace.
让我们可以有一个安静的这个大环境。我们可以来执行神的工作来让神的旨意畅通无阻。
We have to pray for a peaceful environment to be able to do God's will and preach the gospel.
为国家祷告。
We have to pray for our country.
让我们能够在这个平静当中利用神的恩典来把这个福音广传。
We have to pray for our country to have peace so that we can evangelize.
求神让我们看到我们自己的过犯。
We have to ask God to help us see our own sinful ways.
因为时常我们实际上是人都是专顾自己的。
Because often we are blind to our own faults.
我们通常都是会先求我们自己的事，不是把神的国、神的义放在这前面。
When we pray, we will ask for our own needs first and not pray for the kingdom of heaven first.
求神让我们可以回转。
Let's ask God so that we can return to Him.
让我们得到他的怜悯饶恕。
So we can receive His mercy and forgiveness.
让我们能够再一次的体会到神深深的爱着我们。
And we can experience once again his love towards
us. 他要我们回头。
He wants us to return to him.
然后跟他再建立起这个亲密的关系。
He wants to reinvigorate our relationship with him.
那我们就更能够体会他的心意。
So we can understand his heart towards us.
所以我们所做的我们所说的就能够按照这个他的教训这个真理化。
So we can do according to his word, according to the truth.
那我们就会体验到说我们有神真好。
We will experience how good it is to have God abiding with us.
我们一定要抓住神这样的应许。
We have to grasp on to God's promise.
当我们要趁我们现在还有机会的时候。
And we should take hold of opportunity that we have now.
所以祷告不能够等以后再说。
So we should not put off prayer.
我们最后看诗篇六十六篇。
Lastly, let's turn to Psalm 66.
现在就祷告。
We have to pray now.
诗篇六十六篇。
Psalm 66.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
诗篇六十六篇十九节。
Psalm 66, verse 19.
神实在听见了，他侧耳听了我祷告的声音。神是应当称颂的。他并没有推却我的祷告，他也没有叫他的慈爱离开我。
19, but certainly God has heard me. He has attended to the voice of my prayer.
20节。
20. Blessed be God who has not turned away my prayer nor his mercy from me.
神他是应当称颂的。
So God should be praised.
让我们把所有的话，我们的要求都跟神诉说。
So we should tell all of our needs to Jesus Christ.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
265首。
265.